and welcome back to This Week in Channel 9. I am Mark.
Hi guys, I'm Nicola.
We've got a happy anniversary to kick off this week. It is 2 years since the Windows Insider program is launched, along with its little mascot Ninja Cat on Unicorn. This Ninja Cat's got a cake now.
Yes, I think we get a new version of the Ninja Cat every few hours.
Pretty often.
Yeah, I think we get a new version all the time. But yeah, 2 years, it's a great achievement. You know, 2 years of new builds every, almost on a weekly basis. Not really, but yeah.
I was going to say, I get them very often, but I'm on a slightly insider build than outside. If you're not familiar, the Windows Insiders are those who opt in to get new builds of Windows. Fairly frequently,
get to be
the first people to provide feedback via the feedback hub, are really our pioneers on our Windows platform. Since Windows 10 is kind of just being serviced continuously, it's a super super helpful program. Thank you everyone who's been an insider, continue to be in there.
Yeah, it's a great program, and if you haven't joined, make sure to go there. It's free for anybody to join, so there's really no reasons not to join.
Right.
There you go. Now, moving on to events, we had a big event happening last week, which is the Ignite event, and now we have another event actually happening in November, November 16 to 17. It's the a developer event called Connect, where you can actually gonna watch the stream. If you're not gonna go and see it in person, you can watch the stream here on Channel 9 directly. It's gonna be amazing.
You'll be able to listen to the Scots, both Scott Guffrey and Scott Hanselman, as they talk about new ways to develop on our platform for everything from UWPs to the Microsoft Cloud. And yeah,
AI
it'll be great.
And research and all kinds of cool stuff. I think we're going to have some really good stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of developer stuff, we are announcing the new preview number 5 of Visual Studio 15. To note, this is not Visual Studio 2015, it's 15, it is the next version. So it is packed full of all sorts of new stuff. It's got the all new Roslyn stuff. In fact, there's a great little clip in here on how to use Roslyn within 30 seconds. So
yeah, this is a great, great, great update. I think actually this post by John goes through a lot of the new improvements they've done. One of the biggest improvements is the performance and the speed. They've gone away with loading everything, I guess, at the beginning. And they're like, oh yeah, we're just going to load things on the main, which is great. But they also have some great things around the editor of IntelliSense and just showing you the things that you need. You can actually filter through IntelliSense. There's great new ways to format. So there's a lot of cool stuff here in this blog post that talks about all the cool things you can do.
I'm sure you'll hear more at the Connect event as well.
Absolutely.
If you'd like a easy way to get started on developing, you don't have a Windows 10 dev box with all the tools installed, there's a real easy way. You can install new virtual machines, and they come packed full of the latest build of Windows 10 Pro, Visual Studio, a bunch of SDKs, samples, and they have, let me read this correctly, non-expiring developer-ready licenses. Ready to go for evaluation.
That's right, yeah. We've had these actually virtual machines for a while now, but they were always trial versions of the operating system, so you got it and expired, and we got the feedback that people actually want to use non-expiring VMs. So now you get these, you can get them for VirtualBox, you get them from all the different
virtual everything.
But if you just plug in your key for Windows Pro, Windows 10 Pro, you can just use them forever, and you can just get started immediately.
Speaking of ways to virtualize your stuff, .NET Framework containers. So multiple flavors of getting your .NET Framework in a Docker container.
Yeah, so new Docker images are ready, alive, ready for people to go get them and go crazy.
That's pretty straightforward. 4.62 and 3.5, both available. Yeah.
I think this is a full week of new things. I think after the Ignite event, we've released a bunch of new things and all the stuff we talked about. Here they are. They're coming out, and they're ready to go.
Right.
One more of those things is a new installer for the SQL Server. You can get all cool stuff in
it. Yeah, if you've ever installed SQL Server, you know it's kind of like you have to be a professional at just installing it itself. You have to know exactly which checkboxes to go into. If you just wanted Management Studio or any of those, you'd have to kind of find your way through. This is a new, much more up-to-date and modern. It kind of falls in line with the Visual Studio installer. Same look and feel, same experience. Similar experience, at least. So check it out. This is actually a V2 of what's going on, and there's a little What's New button at the top of it to make sure you know what is new.
Now, let's move on to UWP development. There's actually a new update for the UWP Community Toolkit that just released this week, and it's going to be great for any developer that wants to develop any kind of UWP applications, because it has all kinds of stuff like controls, animations, there's services like logging into Twitter. And we've updated it with things like a LinkedIn service. There's a service for Microsoft Graph. There's some cool new controls. So it's a really great way to get started and make easy UWP applications.
Yeah, Giorgio talks about some of Savoy in. I was really interested that we have, there was something like, I don't know how many new contributors. There's a ton of contributors who come like this. This isn't just us. This is everyone from the community getting together to really be involved in this project. So that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually one of the contributors myself. And it's great to see the feedback that we get from the community and people just submitting pull requests day and night. It's crazy. And all the conversation that's happening is about new controls, new services, what should we put in there. It's a decision that's made by everybody collectively, which is great. Now, here's a great post by Buck Hoge that talks about how the VS Team Services team is actually enabling different types of services really quickly by using feature flags, and how they're enabling new things and new features really efficiently without actually having to bring the service down and having to do it to a specific user, to a specific group of users. It's a great, actually, blog post that talks about the processes they use.
Right. I mean, if you're delivering software, it's easier to just deliver the new features to a certain set of users. But when it's a service, you need to have those deployed often to the same location, so you don't have your clients all talking to multiple endpoints. And this talks about a lot of those challenges that go through. I remember the early days of TFS internally, before it was even public, and we said, you know, we're going to stress it as hard as we can and put an entire division on a single box and see what happens. And we went through a lot of pain so that you guys could have a great experience, and now is a great way of showing how that all came to fruition.
It's great to see how different teams are actually going to the different problem and trying to get solutions, and just see how you can actually take all these learnings and just take them to your own projects as well. There's a new on-demand videos now from the Microsoft Machine Learning and Data Science Summit that happened last week. There's actually a lot of stuff going on here. We had a great keynote by a lot of the folks from Microsoft Research that talk about things like AI and things like cognitive services and how to work with big data and how to work with machine learning. So it's a lot of different videos and sessions that happened in several days last week.
A keynote by Dr. Edward Tufte. That's pretty phenomenal in itself. So that's the first thing I'm going to go check out. But yeah, if you're interested in AI, machine learning, go check out all our new videos.
On Channel 9, of course.
Yes.
some fun things, actually. Here's a little story about how Windows IoT Core is working with North American Eagle to attempt to get the land speed record somewhere in Oregon.
I'm trying to look for the location here. Yeah.
It's somewhere in Oregon in one of the deserts. What they're doing, they're using Windows IoT Core to collect a lot of information about how things are going, how to get some analytics about the drive, and to make it better for the driver to communicate with the people actually, you know, collecting all this information. It's a great way to see how Windows IoT Core is helping to do this. It's a great story.
They're sending a half-second snapshots, they said, to a global audience, broadcasting all this telemetry, 500 million data points over one of their missions to just about 5,000 viewers. That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty crazy. So, and everyone can download the app from the Windows Store and they can just follow along.
We have a free game out if you have a HoloLens, so a small price to pay to get a free game, from Falafel called Zombie Shock. So the zombies are coming is their tagline here. If you check out the video here, you can kind of see a preview of what they have. There are zombies in the world. You can smack them. They're on the loose kind of in your real world. So just in time for Halloween to get some zombies in your environment, sounds kind of fun.
Pretty cool. Just get zombies for everybody. You don't even have to put decorations up anywhere in your house.
Anyone can
just
Internet of zombies?
Internet of zombies, and you can just have virtual zombies everywhere.
We had like extra fun this week, but that's fun. But the real fun is always our picks of the week.
Picks of the week, that's right. So now my pick of the week is a bit artsy, actually. It's about a group of a company, I guess, that is going to implement an art project in San Francisco where it's actually having different lights to follow along what the subway is doing underneath the ground. So they have these lights, LED strips, they're across Market Street. So as the subway cars are going on the ground, these lights are following along, which is really cool. You can actually check out the video of what they imagine this is going to look like, and they're going to start building it. It's actually really cool. Not distracting at all, the cars or anybody passing on the streets, but it's just cool to see all this information passing through.
And my pick of the week is the Behringer DeepMind 12 Augmented Reality Suite.
Really cool.
So this is taking a physical synthesizer and with a HoloLens, augmenting it with all sorts of controls. So you can imagine that when you're doing kind of audio production, you got a ton of dials and buttons and knobs, and unless you're a true expert, you don't know what they all do all the time. You can't always see what the actual like multiplicative result of all of them together is. And this allows you to see all this information in real time, augmented on top of your display. It also had some things like being able to pick a key, like a musical key, and then having it highlight the keys on the board to show you like which ones are in key or out of key, and all sorts of kind of neat stuff. They even have like a AR modular synth design. So, you know, those big panels where you would take and like put input cable, output cable in a big physical box. Do that in virtual, so you don't actually have to have all that expensive hardware. You just get to plug it in virtually and get the real results in real time.
Integrates with multiple systems and it just works great. I watched the video and it just blew my mind of what they can do.
Video definitely worth watching. Yeah. Pretty short, just 4 or 5 minutes. So I've some great people talking about the work they've done. It was all unveiled SynthFest in Sheffield in the United Kingdom.
Great. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. We know you have a busy schedule, so we appreciate the time and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much. See you next time.